Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
In a previous episode, I talked about the book, The Four Agreements. And I read an excerpt that I liked about the first agreement, which is being impeccable with your word. Well, today, I will be touching on the second agreement. And the second agreement is don't take it personal. Nothing anyone says, no thing anyone says to you is about you. It is simply a reflection of their own mind. Let's get into it. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. It's Friday. It's high day. Welcome to this podcast. Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I thank you for coming and vibing with your girl each and every Friday or whatever day you listen on. If this is your first time listening on this podcast, I talk about changing your thoughts, your habits, and your beliefs, raising your levels of consciousness, raising your vibration, all right, so that you can live a more positive lifestyle by thinking more positive, being more positive, okay, and changing your mindset, tapping into your imagination and being more creative with the things you do in your life so that you can start thinking about things differently, so that you can move differently, all right? So you all know, or maybe you don't know, and I'm just now introducing it to you, that song by Monica. Let me just sing a little bit of it for you. It's just one of them days that a girl goes through when I'm angry inside. I don't want to take it out on you. It's just one of them days. Don't take it personal. I just want to be all alone. When you think I treat you wrong, don't take it personal. The point of that is don't take anything personal for the people in the back. Whether it's a compliment or an insult, don't take it personal. When you take something personal, remember that you are agreeing with whatever that was said, okay? You are agreeing with what that person just said about you, if you choose to take it personal, because you take it to heart. Whether good or bad, either way, that's your perception of the opinion, the compliment, or comment. You agree to it. So, for my story today that I have to help explain all of this and how taking it personal can really bring you to a place of suffering and pain if you take things personal, especially what other people say about you. So, my story today is my favorite artist, one of my favorite artists, all right? Take him for instance, T-Pain, okay? I love the artistry of T-Pain. I love who he is as a person. You know, I've watched him, I've listened to him from the beginning, you know? So I just love who he is as a creative. Shout out to T-Pain. But recently, you know, on a Netflix special, he revealed he went into this deep depression from a conversation and comment made by Usher Raymond. He basically told him that he fucked up music, okay? This was back in 2013, you know? So he put that poison, all right? You following me? He put that in T-Pain's mind and had him believing that he ruined music to the point where he didn't want to make music anymore. That's how potent the poison got. He took it personal. So let me tell y'all something about T-Pain. All right, about his music for me. For me, it is beyond creative even without the auto-tune. I didn't even recognize the auto-tune. I just thought it was something creative and different that he was doing. And so when people tend to do something different, of course, somebody else who's not doing it is going to come in and try and poison your mind and tell you otherwise. So that's just the way it is. It bees like that sometimes. So because in my eyes and how I view things and how I perceive things, this man still had to write good music. T-Pain still had to do that. He had to make good beats. And I can hear all of that with my clairaudience and all that I have. The fun in his voice when he is making the music. I can hear it. I literally can hear that. I can real live hear that when he was in the studio, he was loving that shit and expressing his truest form of art. And he allowed a comment to stop him from doing something that he loved. And there's only one other person that I was able, or that I have been able to hear that same enjoyment in their music as well. And that's Jamie Foxx. So if you listen to either two of those artists and their music, just listen to it. I don't know if you're a clairaudient and you can hear specific things in people's voices, but I can. I can hear joy and excitement and love and just freedom in people's voices. And I hear that in those two people. Now, that's neither here nor there, and that has nothing to do with this, but I'm just saying. Okay, so now Usher had T-Pain questioning himself. He was questioning himself. He was asking himself, can I really sing? Am I really horrible? Did I really ruin music? All of these things are running through his mind of one simple comment or conversation that he has had, to the point where he had to go publicly, and sing without auto-tunes to prove not only to himself, but to others that he could actually sing. Now, how can you allow someone, or should I say invite someone, to come in and disrupt your whole mind by a simple comment that's not even your own thoughts? Think about that for a moment, for the people in the back. We have to learn that everything is a mirror. How I see you is how I see myself. So before I was interrupted, let me get back to this episode. So where was I? What did I say? Oh, yeah. So I was talking about how we have to learn that everything is a mirror. How I see you is how I see myself. Therefore, if there is something I like or dislike in another person, then most likely I like or dislike that same quality in myself. That's what I mean by mirror, a reflection of self. You have to remind yourself that nothing, no thing other people do or say is because of you. It's something they are fighting with internally, a reflection of their own thoughts, beliefs, opinions, and feelings, okay? That's their shit, okay? And that ain't got nothing to do with you. The truth is, we try to impose our thoughts on others, even though we live in two opposite worlds in our minds. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. That's how you feel, okay? And has everything to do with you. not me. So don't take it personal means don't feed into other people's emotional garbage for the people in the back who wants to eat garbage anyway, okay? I'm just saying. I know I don't want to eat other people's garbage. But be aware of what people are feeding you. Is it positivity or is it poison? Don't allow people to disrupt your world mentally and emotionally. So you may ask, Little Miss Know-It-All, well, how do I learn to not take it personal? Well, first of all, remind yourself not to fall prey to the words of another. Their opinion is just that. It's their opinion. Simple as that. The only time you allow it to affect you is when it touches an unhealed wound. And that's a signal that you need to heal something within you. So think or look at it this way. If it offends you, you've taken it personally and you become offensive in return. Don't make it important what others think about you. Who cares? Again, it could be good or bad. Who cares? For example, someone may leave a compliment on one of your posts, you know, those social media sites we love so much, saying that you're beautiful. And then another person may comment, oh my God, you've gotten so big. Don't take either one personal, because you have to already know who you are. For the people in the back, whether it's a comment that's positive or negative, don't take it personal because you have to know yourself, who you are. Because people gonna tell you two things, and this is the way I feel. It's gonna be out of love or it's gonna be out of fear. And we all know that saying, hurt people hurt people. And you have to learn to recognize the hurt people in your life. So you have to be like, in your own mind, all right, strong in your mind, that what others say and sometimes what I tell myself does not affect me because I know who I am. You have to almost get to a point to where you don't have a need to be accepted. Oh, that's a good one right there. Get to a point to where you don't have a need to be accepted by others because you accept yourself fully. And how someone else feels is their problem, not yours. You also have to see, all right, the way you perceive, when you are hurting yourself. Observe your own thoughts. Because let's not forget, you are the producer of the movie. You think of, be aware of it. Be aware of what you think of. You are the director. You're the actor or the actress. You created it, okay? So make sure you are happy with what you are creating. And if you don't remember anything that I've said in this whole episode, remember that T-Pain story? And you can even go watch it for yourself on Netflix. And also remind yourself on a daily basis that whatever people do, feel, think, or say, don't take it personal. Don't take anything personally. You know that you are great. You know that you're smart. You know that you're kind. You know that you're wonderful. And all of the opposites of those words, you may feel you are, if that's what you believe. To take things personally is to set yourself up for failure, for disappointment, for suffering. Don't lie to yourself. And don't allow others to lie to you. Don't allow them to feed you lies. Lies are fear. And that's why it's best to trust actions. So if others say one thing but do another, you'd be lying to yourself if you didn't listen to their actions. Trust actions, not words. Save yourself some pain. See people as they are without taking it personal. And you can never be hurt by what they say or what they do. I thank you for vibing with me today on this podcast. It's Friday. It's high day. And I hope that I've given you something to think about. What I'd like for you to do is write down somewhere where you can see it every day. Don't take it personal. And remember that shit. This keeps your heart open where no one can hurt you. Live without self-judgment and the need to be accepted by others. It's about not allowing another person to get into your headspace and altering the way you feel about yourself. Remember that. And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good high vibrational information. Also, share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here. When you find the time, please visit my Etsy shop, Unlock the Magic Shop, for all things spiritual. On my shop right now, I'm selling 30-day manifestation candles, okay? So you can get your manifestation on. And also, I'm selling my Oracle card deck, Unlock the Magic, to help guide you daily, guide your thoughts, guide the way you move, okay? And guide you to a place of forward action, healing, and just realigning with who you truly are. As well as on my Etsy shop, you can find where I do tarot and oracle card readings, on my Etsy shop. I've been doing that for a while now, and I just added that as an added, you know, element of myself. Please check that out, okay? It is www.etsy.com/unlockthemagicshop, and you can find the link in the description of this podcast episode. Thank you.